Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 16, verse 15. When Lydia and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, she said, come and stay at my house. And she persuaded us. Lydia came from what we now know as Western Turkey and was a dealer in purple cloth, for which her home area was famous. As Paul travelled around, he normally began his ministry in a synagogue, but it would seem that there wasn't one in Philippi. So he went to the river, where he met up with a group of women who gathered there to pray. It's fascinating to see that her first response was to offer hospitality, and it seems that she was very insistent. Hospitality was crucial for the early church, because there were no Christian buildings for many years. The only way they could meet was by people generously opening up their homes. In many ways, our homes are an extension of our personalities, and it's possible to become extremely possessive of them. The suggestion that an Englishman's home is his castle isn't just a jokey saying. It's possible to be defensive and selfish about where we live. However, the New Testament frequently encourages hospitality. It's good if we have a secure home that we love, but in common with all God's gifts, our homes are given to us so that we can give them away. So let me ask you a question. In what ways have you experienced the blessing of Christian hospitality? And now let's pray together. God our Father, thank you for the gift of our homes and for the privilege of being able to share them with others. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.